Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
Teacher strike in the day, too. But they may come to an agreement today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're meeting today. So hopefully they work
things out. Oh, they
are
meeting today? Okay, good.
Yeah, they are meeting at 10 o'clock this morning. And hopefully they work things out so they can end this strike.
Because man, it was crazy.
They're not taking this seriously, man. There were videos that were floating around yesterday. East High School, I guess, the students spilled into the hallways, doing their own little dance-off.
Yeah, and they sure were having a good day, weren't they?
Yeah, they were having,
having a fun time.
And the student teachers are actually the, what are they called?
The substitute teachers.
They lost control. They gave up. They just threw their hands in the air and said, we don't care.
Did you see the Westword published the student plans? The teaching plans for the day. So basically it went like this. The Westword published this yesterday. It goes like this. It says like study hall, and then it says PE, and then it says lunch, and then it says rest. there was like no curriculum at all. So no wonder they're doing that.
They had no idea what to do yesterday. Yeah. The substitute teachers I'm talking about. Right. Because they got thrown into this mess at the last minute. You know, there's a ton of them that's been hired, 2,500 or so. And they had no idea. They don't know where these students are in their studies.
I know.
Right? You know, in February?
Yeah.
You don't know.
Now, I didn't get to see how the 2 o'clock turned out. How'd it go?
The 2 o'clock was
the rally.
Pretty big.
Was it?
Yeah, I saw some of the video this morning, an aerial shot. It was big. It was a lot of teachers. They met, I guess, near the Capitol or somewhere.
Yeah, that's where they were supposed
to be. And the teachers come together to show the solidarity because yesterday the picketing was at individual schools. So you didn't have it in numbers. So at 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, they showed their numbers.
So today they're meeting, but we're not picketing today?
We are picketing today.
Oh, we still are.
Picketing starts in about 50 minutes or so.
Okay, all right, just checking.
Pickets start at 7 o'clock. I don't get this picketing thing, though, because I've always thought that when you picket and you go on strike, you picket all day long.
Well, back in my day, they used to picket all day and all night.
Sunrise to sunset, man. You show them that you're angry, right?
Yeah.
But for some reason, the teacher's only picketing like a couple of hours and then going home.
Yeah, I know.
It's like selective picketing.
Yeah, they're like, 2 hours is good.
Yeah, they're doing like 7 to 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock this morning, and then they're going to have the meetings, I guess.
But at least it's 25 degrees today.
Yeah.
That's better. We're up 10 from yesterday.
All right. Well,
so good luck, teachers.
What was our chance? We have no choice. We have to use our teacher's voice. I got to remember that.
Yeah.
I'd make a great teacher.
That was just one of the three chants.
We have no choice. We have to use our teacher's voice.
That's good.
Love it.
Rolls off the tongue.
Yeah.
But I like the one that's like, if you want kids to be first, don't put teachers last.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah. But it didn't rhyme. It
didn't really rhyme.
No, I like the ones that rhyme.
Yeah.
It makes you feel like the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Oh, does it? Yeah.
Yeah, because he likes to rhyme.
All right. Anyway.
So, anyways, yeah. The day two, and hopefully they come to an agreement today. You know, this may help their situation, the teachers, that is, because of the students being out of hand yesterday. Because DPS may look at it and say, look, we can't continue like this.
This isn't good. And it doesn't look good.
We can't do this.
No.
And then some of the students actually went out and picketed yesterday.
Well, and that post of them all chanting in the hallway went viral across the country.
Oh, man.
So that was kind of embarrassing. You know, they're like, let's go ahead and have a meeting today and see if we can get this all worked out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's in the best interest of everybody.
It really is.
Yeah, that video was surfacing everywhere. Those kids had a blast yesterday.
Well, and what's funny is we had to beep ours because we're pretty sure it said the F word, but everybody else is playing it all the way through.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't either. Sean's like, I'm pretty sure all the news stations don't realize it says the F word.
I guess they didn't listen to it.
Right there. Right there would be where the F word is.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.